Joshua knew one thing. The boat was passing the point of no return, and no one would be able to stop it. The boat was level with the channel marker buoy, the one that warned boaters not to proceed any further. He could only see one person in the boat, a man standing amidships trying to start the engine. Joshua knew it was too late for engines. He brought the car to a screeching halt and flung open the door. He raced along the riverbank, shouting through cupped hands, "Row!" he shouted, "Row!" His words were carried on the wind, and at long last the figure raised its head. Now he knew his danger. Now he saw the rushing waters. Desperately, he tried to catch hold of the marker buoy, but the boat was moving too fast. "Row!" Joshua shouted again. "Row for your life!" He ran back to the car, leaped in, and turned the wheel so that he was heading back downstream, outdistancing the boat. "Where are you going?" Cornelia demanded. "Are you abandoning that boat?" "Be quiet, woman," Joshua hissed. "Let me think." He knew of a place, further downstream, a last possible chance. This is where the current swung in towards the shore. Not all the way in, but at least close. It was the place where that cursed barge had swung inward, giving its passengers momentary hope. That barge was still out there, of course. But he didn't have to look at it. Not if he didn't want to. He didn't even have to think about it. He had to think about this other boat. Perhaps a way could be found across the rocks. It was risky. A wrong step and he'd be in the current himself. He stopped the car again and ran to the riverbank, offering no explanation to the women in the car. He hesitated a moment on the brink and then plunged into the water. It came no higher than his waist, and he was able to move slowly away from the shore, always making certain that he was upstream of sheltering rocks. There were moments of risk with nothing to hold on to, nothing to shelter behind, gaps to be crossed with pounding heart. At the end, he lost his footing and grabbed at a scrubby bush growing on a tiny islet. He hauled himself out of the water. There was barely room to stand, and the boat was bearing down on him fast, its occupant flailing helplessly at the oars. Joshua could see now that it was a boy no older than Danny, no older than Callum had been. There'd been no stopping that boat, but the boy could perhaps be saved. "Jump!" Joshua shouted. "Jump!" He had a powerful voice, and he used it to its fullest. The boy heard him and looked up. Joshua could see the indecision. How could he leave the boat, his only shelter? "Jump!" Joshua shouted again. The boy threw caution to the wind, abandoned the oars, and jumped. The boat swept on downstream, but the boy swam furiously. His head was barely above the water as he was carried towards the islet. Joshua flung himself flat on the ground and extended a long arm. If the current would carry the boy in just a little further, just a few feet. He was dimly aware that someone else was beside him on the island. Someone had stepped across his legs and flung themselves down beside him. Another passing motorist, perhaps. "Swim, boy! Swim!" he shouted. The boy stretched out an arm and Joshua touched his hand, but barely. It was a fingertip, that was all. He could see the boy's eyes, wide with fright, his open mouth with water rushing in to silence his screams. Joshua flung out his other arm. He had him now. Surely he had him. The power of the river was almost beyond belief. He thought his arm would be ripped from his body. He was being pulled into the water himself, pulled forward across the slippery mud surface of the island, and still he clung to the young wrist.